Hey guys, we're talking Married at First Sight, episode 8. We got a lot to talk about because Heather did what? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Rest in peace, Tupac Shakur. Sonia, you know what I'm talking about.
Rest in peace. Oh my gosh, I can't even wait to get into this episode. There's way too much to talk about. We're going to have to talk fast, ladies.
Yes.
What a crazy episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our after show. We appreciate you so much. We want to shout out to Kelly3222.
Leslie G M A F S fan, even though sometimes I don't agree with you, girl, I'm still shouting you out right now. And we got Karen,
and we got Rose Finucci. Thank you so much for watching.
Andios and CP is a part of me.
Yes, and thank you to everyone in the live chat. We're gonna check that out in a moment, and everyone who comments on our YouTube channel because we love it. It's awesome.
All of them. We love them all.
We love all of you guys. You can tweet me at JamieBanks_ or say hello on YouTube. And what about you guys?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared.
And you can find me on Twitter at AllieGirl_.
Okay, we have to talk about the divorce.
Oh my God, I'm so
upset, but let's just get your overall thoughts.
I'm not surprised. You guys know that my prediction since we've started this has been divorce. So I think that it is a mockery of the show, and I can't wait for them to do their post-mortem next time so this doesn't happen for season 5.
I mean, obviously we all kind of saw it coming, but I honestly thought she was going to try to stick it out the 6 weeks. I didn't think she was going to call it quits. And when she did, I feel like my heart just sunk, especially because Derek went first with telling his feelings. And so the fact that he went first, yes, and had to wait for that response, mm-hmm, and to hear that, no, I don't want to be together anymore, it just made me feel so terrible for Derek because he really was all in.
Yeah, you tell in his eyes, like he looked sad. But personally, we saw how she acted since day 2. I'm sure he's lucky that he didn't have to put up with it for the remainder of the 6 weeks.
And I mean, as Tom mentioned, he kind of said, you don't sign up for this if you're not serious about it. I feel like this was in a dating show, and I feel like, I don't think it's bad that she chose to divorce him because that is her own decision. Mm-hmm. But I think she should have waited 6 weeks and really said that she gave it a shot because he did this legally binding document. I think it was way too soon, and you don't know that he's not right for you when you do Married at First Sight until you give it a shot, because obviously you wouldn't choose him in the street because you're on the show.
Right.
Exactly. I definitely agree with that. Like, she could have stuck it out, and obviously, like we're saying, like you said, it's okay if you got a divorce with him, that's fine, but I just wish she would have stuck it out just maybe a couple more days, because we didn't even get to really see what their relationship could have been. And I think that's just, I mean, obviously as audience members, it's saddening, but I can't even imagine what it is for Derek going through this.
Right. Speaking of that, in the confessions, and thank you, fans, for helping us see that and giving us the play-by-play on that. We did get to see it. Woo! So excited. But speaking of that, Heather says in the confessions, Derek would have married anybody at that altar.
Well, you would have married anyone, too. You're on the show.
Exactly. I mean, Married at First Sight. But yeah. I can't believe that. I mean, that, to me, was enough.
I mean, any fans that really like Heather, you should let us know your point of view, because I'm trying to see both sides on this, yeah, issue, but I just feel so upset for Derek that it's a little bit hard to.
Yeah.
I also feel so sad when he's saying things like, maybe I'm meant to be alone, or maybe I'm going to be single forever. What's wrong with me? That's so sad, because he's an amazing man, and he will find someone eventually. I really hope so. You deserve it. And it's sad that this experience is going to make it a lot harder.
Sure, mm-hmm, sure. And I mean, to be honest with you, being in the business and so forth, I'm going to let you guys in, and you guys in on a little bit of a secret, right? Sources do say that behind the scenes, she was a little bit of a train wreck. Hmm. I mean, there was a lot of storming out. I'm going to have an emotional breakdown. So again, I think this was a blessing in disguise, Derek. You go, baby. You're gonna find love.
And when
it.
You say that, do you feel like she threatened things to the
I
producers?
Just, oh, no. I just think that we saw a little bit of it on the show, right? We heard her say, like, I need to get out of here. I need some space. I can't answer this right now. That type of emotional breakdown type of stuff. All a premonition, all a foresight for what we saw. Speaking of breaking down, one more thing on the confessions that was absolutely horrible. Nick. Da, 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 da.
Harsh. So basically, do you want to break it down for those who didn't see it?
You know, yeah, just a little bit. I'm sure that those that are super fans like us all, they saw it. So the mini play-by-play is Nick finally outed himself about why technically they haven't had sex, which is human. Permission to be human, Nick. It's okay. It is okay. And Nick basically said, stop to Sonya, stop telling me to open up. Open up, open up, open up. Either tell me how. Matter of fact, don't tell me at all. And then he finally says something along the lines of not being attracted to her.
That's so harsh, just because I feel like I'm hoping they're together right now. So if I saw a significant other say on TV that he wasn't attracted to me, I would feel very upset.
Sure.
And I think, you know, that was an insecurity that she had because she wants to hear that reassurance. And you said that she posted on Facebook about it, right?
She did. She did. And I just want to say, too, right? I think this aligns very much with what his thought process was. So I'm going to read this off to you guys that haven't seen it. Sonya says, hey, guys, so by now you saw the preview that Nick didn't like me and wasn't attracted to me. So now we know he's not gay. Thank God. I knew he wasn't gay. Yeah. We aren't for everyone looks-wise, and that's okay. The way he did it was not right, but hey, he opened up. I signed up for this, and I'm confident enough in myself that I'm a beautiful person inside and out, and that his words are just that, words. Don't hate him just yet. Let's see where we go on this journey. Thanks for watching.
To me, that sounds defensive. I feel like they're together, and she's upset because obviously that's a little bit, I don't want to say embarrassing, but that's a private thing between you and your hopefully husband still. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like she's kind of defending their relationship, and I'm hoping they're together right now, and she feels kind of like defensive about it.
Yeah, good. I mean, I hope so too. I have to say, I don't think, even though it's horrible because we hate to see that disconnect with them because they're one of the ones we go for. But at the same time, I think it was okay. It was actually very eloquent of him. He was being a gentleman. He chose not to say, I'm not attracted to her on air. I think that is okay.
Yeah, I think definitely being a little bit closed off that we've seen now that we know, we kind of understand where he's coming from a little bit more. And I think he was trying to not play it nice, but just, I think he might have had to talk himself through it a couple times, like, you know, just give it time. Yeah. And then I think maybe the pressures of, you know, just trying to figure things out fast could have made it seem like that's what was coming off as awkward. So, I mean, that's just from what I saw. And also what I kind of noticed, too, is when we watched some of the confessions, it was a little different of a Nick that we were seeing. Mm-hmm. We were seeing somebody that seemed a little bit more disheartened than the one that we see on the actual camera. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, very much so. I agree with you. I think he's a little bit calculated when he talks to the camera. I feel like sometimes he's kind of thinking about what the audience wants him to say or what the camera people or producers want him to say rather than his, like, real emotions.
Yeah, which, sorry, really quick, I think that when he said, like, when you say calculated, that's something that in his mind, I think the calculation is, I don't want to say anything I'm going to regret.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. I'm going to piggyback off that. I want to piggyback off that. It's more so, I believe this is going to work with Sonya. For that reason, I want to make sure that my words are polite.
Yes.
And then I'm showing up in a way that when we watch this together, it's not going to hurt so much. Because what I believe would happen to me if I was on there is, you don't get to see the facial expressions. You don't get to see or hear it on any reality show. So that's a lot. So I think it was a good thing. So for anyone out there that's throwing him shade, get over it. We're still Team Sonic here at AfterBuzz.
Definitely.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but if I was on the show, I probably would want to be polite too because I wouldn't want to say negative things about people and then them see it later. I don't know. I feel like it's just kind of a nice person to like be nice.
Well, definitely. I think that, you know, you want to make sure that you're protecting someone's feelings. And I think that's exactly what he was doing, and he might have even been protecting his own feelings because, like we said, we don't know. He didn't know where this was going to go. So I think in the most calculated way, he was hiding himself a little bit on camera, like we saw. In the confession, he opened up a little bit more, but we still see that he was totally involved in this process and really, really made an effort to want to make it work. And so what we're seeing so far.
Great. And just, we see that Shelley Bellsworth just said on there, actually everyone in our live chat is now saying, thank God Heather and Derek are over. So it was an overall consensus.
Yeah.
You know, it was time for that divorce. They were dragging it out. So let's get on with it. And we'll talk about their one-on-one seeing them.
I'm just sad by it. I feel like it's really sad. And I kind of wish... I wish it was a different pairing, I guess. I don't know. I want everyone to work out, and they're invested.
Yeah, so there's some. There was some dynamics there with the pairing that I'm sure they'll go back and reflect on it. Something didn't match up. something didn't match up, but it's
so
all good.
Let's get into Tom and Lillian. So we start out the episode. Lillian's gone,
which I thought was a little strange.
And Tom is like freaking out, and he's saying she's not responding, and I think he's kind of having some anxiety about this. And then she comes back. And then we hear that she's going to have to get surgery. And she's very upset about this.
Yeah, I was surprised that she stormed in and went right to the bathroom and didn't talk to him. That surprised me. They've had a lot of communication, but what that showed me is that a lot of their communication is true intimacy, sexual, not emotional intimacy. Mm-hmm. That right there was my first sign of, uh-oh, we have some flags here.
And I think so far we've seen with Tom and Lillian that they really have gotten to get to know each other so quickly and so fast that they've missed some of the little slips. Like, yes, we've seen them open up about their relationships, their family, their, you know, just the basics, but not actually, they haven't delved into their real feelings. I think after this episode was a little confused because to us, to the confessional, they're saying, you know, I've been hurt. I've been, you know, I'm just scared. I'm nervous about this. I feel a little hesitant. And then you kind of see that a little bit unravel tonight. So yeah.
I wonder why they don't use more of the confessionals. I know it's a separate thing for FYI, but it seems like they could incorporate that more into the episodes.
Yeah, for sure. I think they could too. I think that right now they're probably going to be incorporating a lot in the episode since we're missing a couple. But I just noticed that we got Rose Finucci and we got Nick with us.
Yes.
We got Nick's here. So hopefully that also means we have Sonya here. Is Nick here?
Love it. I hope so.
Yes.
So it's interesting because I feel like Lillian, her main insecurity about the surgery thing, besides the fact that she's going to go through surgery, which is really scary, is that Tom isn't going to support her through it.
And she didn't say those words.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised. I read right through it. Is he going to stay there for me? Not, I fear that he's going to think I'm a burden. I think in her core, it was, oh my God, I don't want him to think I'm a burden. I don't want to have him think that I have to depend on him. Insecurity there.
Yeah.
Instead of just coming out and saying that, again, another indicator of their communication not necessarily being there. But it was cute how much Tom was like, oh my gosh, I if this marriage is over, I'm going to be devastated.
Yes.
I feel like we really see a lot of vulnerability in him, and he really has opened up to her in a way of showing, you know, like the touch, he was rubbing her back and just making sure he was there for her in any way that he could be. And I feel like the pushing away never works out. You should never push someone away. It needs to be confronted. Everything needs to be talked about right then and there, or else this is what we see happens. And we have some people come in.
Sorry.
No.
Jericho Lee just goes, how stone was the Tantra lady?
Oh my gosh.
I know it's at the end. Let's not wait to
talk about that later.
No, yeah. We should know.
Wait, you want to talk about
that? Yes. Everyone's talking about
it
online.
Okay, so that was really funny. I'm sorry. I was laughing. Part of it was romantic. But when Nick was with the Tantra lady, that was funny to me. Like, it was just kind of like, I don't know. Like, he was just so uncomfortable. Like, sorry, Nick. Love you. Yeah. It was funny.
And it's a sex. Yes. I loved it. It was my favorite part. I was waiting the whole time for that. Seeing them get connected. Yep. Seeing Sonya get one-on-one. I definitely think that the tantric healer, I think that was her natural state. I don't think she was stoned.
No. She was just very relaxed and enjoying it. And, but she told Nick, she's like, drink up the sexual energy.
Yeah. Drink up the sexual energy.
No, like, I'm not laughing at her. I just
thought
it was funny.
No, it's awesome. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and it's true because he's like holding it back and he won't even really kiss her. And then we saw this episode too, they did one kiss.
Yeah.
Which it was still kind of like, oh.
It was forced.
Yeah.
But you know what was great is you see when I pulled their cards to see like their karmic ties and everything, what came up was definitely that ego play. And I loved it when Nick, when you were sitting there and you were like, you read her energy. You said her energy was like, what's my energy look like? I was like, there it is again. And even Sonya like chokes up on her water behind the healer. And she was like, yeah, he would ask that question.
I feel like why it's uncomfortable for me is because it's on TV and there's cameramen and stuff. So because if that was behind closed doors, then that would be more natural, I guess.
Yeah, like how many people were actually in that tantric healing room?
Apparently there's three, and he said if you only heard the noises that she made.
Oh my gosh.
It
that
was funny.
Is hilarious.
Because she was also leaning up against them. She was like leaning up, there's pressure on them.
Yeah,
like, oh my God.
She was kind of like cuddling with them.
Yeah.
I think what kind of blows my mind in a way is that they both had such problems with, like, becoming, like, intimate. So, like, how does it feel having a third person, like, involved in such an intimate thing?
Nick, how did it feel having a third person there?
I think Sonya really enjoyed it. I think this was in her niche, right? The spiritual connection and emotional connection. Nick, I really do love how much he was open to it. He's like, I'm not going to knock it till I try it. Yeah. That was effort.
I will say, when he was talking to the camera, I think I saw a little bit of a more of a smirk than I have this entire season. It was like a, I don't know, his smirk. You could tell it was a little bit different.
He was open.
Yeah.
Was
so
open do you think that they had a romantic night later?
I don't think they had sex yet. I don't think after that they had sex. But I do think that they took their relationship to another level spiritually. They were connected, and they, again, opened up in a way that there are no words for.
Yeah.
I believe that's what caused him to say that, if this is the right timing in the confessionals, to be like, you know what? I'm not attracted to her right now, whatever that is, because he was opened up.
Yeah.
He felt free.
I feel like maybe that just kind of... it evolves over time. Yeah. And so I feel like he's such a sweet gentleman that he's trying not to force that aspect of the relationship.
Yes.
And he did talk about that. He's like, it's not a person that I would necessarily go to, if, like, by my choice. Mm-hmm. And so, but I love that he's realizing it's not somebody I would necessarily choose, but, you know, we're put together and I really like her. I think she's a great person and I really want to get to know her more.
Yeah.
And I love that. I think that's amazing that he's so open that he's like, you know, that's kind of why he's here, you know, is that he wanted someone to pick for him. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's doing, and he's understanding that. So.
And we see that with the date. When they go on their date, he gets her the sunflower. I mean, this is all chivalrous stuff that most of us still yearn and want. He gets her the sunflower. He does something that he can feel that masculine energy with. Like, he does the wine tasting. Master swirler, she called him. You know, so that was a beautiful
understanding. Which I think Sonya had a little bit more of a swirl.
competition.
Wait, and also, if we're talking about the date, I really was curious that wine was really yellow. I was like, is that Sprite? Or, like, not Sprite, 7-Up. It looked like 7-Up.
That's
funny.
I was
like, are they actually drinking?
Yeah, I feel like he says that he had an epiphany that night. So did you guys see that, or did you sense the romance in the air?
I sensed that he felt more comfortable with the wine and that they were vibing on something that he felt, again, comfortable with. So the wine tasting was definitely that moment where he was like, she's engaging in what I want. We're open, we're laughing. And again, that old school feel. This is how our parents used to do it. That's the beautiful part about it.
And I think too, with that date, it's something that I feel like they haven't had, you know, Sonya hasn't been like, this is my favorite thing, let's do it. And Nick hasn't said, this is my favorite thing, let's do it. So this is the first time we're seeing some that he really enjoys, and they're joining on it together, and they're enjoying it together. Because before, on the honeymoon, it was something that, you know, they went and did, but it wasn't something they necessarily enjoyed. So I think that was great that they could enjoy this together as a married couple.
Yeah, and on the attraction note, I feel like it's not that he's not attracted to her, because she's a very beautiful woman.
I almost saw you right there. He literally said, so as much as I love you wanting to spin that, he's not attracted to her.
I feel like what I mean is some guys will say, oh, I only like blondes, or I only like, some girls might say, I only like 6'2" guys. So I feel like maybe it's not their type that you'd gravitate towards, but I don't think it's that he's not attracted to her.
Well, no, he blatantly says he's not attracted to her, but I love that spin. Just give me a high five again. Again, I love this. You're really getting, like, good at these ankle things.
Yeah.
So he's definitely not attracted to her at this point. But I will say, like you said as well, it's not someone that he would be like you and then immediately have sex with her. That's why he's on the show. So I respect your position in that, but I totally disagree. Nope, at this point, he ain't attracted.
I just think she's such a beautiful woman that I think she's beautiful
she's amazing.
And attractive.
Yeah, I think, and like just her personality. I think she's so cute, so spunky. We love you, Sonya.
Yeah,
we do.
So
we really
just want to let you know.
Yes, yes. And Nick and her, like he said in the confessionals, they are so much alike.
Yeah.
And although they seem like they are now because neither of them are initiating, they're opposites in a good way. They're a perfect balance of polarity. And I believe that they're together.
I feel like
right
they're now. So different. I mean, yeah. So sorry. No,
great.
I feel like they're so similar.
Oh, you
no,
do.
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
Yeah,
you
I think they're similar. I think that that's why they kind of are very hesitant, because no one's going to make the first move.
Yes, yes, in that regard. I think in time, though, they have a good balance of polarity, because they both, even though they are so similar, that they still compete all the time. everything they do.
I don't know. I just feel like in some couples, you have someone who's more outspoken and someone who's more shy, and they're both shy.
So I believe that Sonia is actually outspoken, being more so than what she normally is right now, but she's in that space where she's like, I'm married, I want this to work. And I might be, again, this is an assumption. I messed up on the last show saying that she only had the one serious relationship,
oh, yeah.
And she kindly told me.
Two, yeah. Right?
No, I think it was more, but I'm not going to say I never got it. Remember.
Okay, sorry, Sonia. No, we don't know exactly.
I remember, yeah. But I believe that by nature, she is more the aggressor, which is why I think in time they are going to balance each other out. Mm-hmm. Right now, what we're seeing is, I believe, what I've done in the past, which is like, you want to make sure this goes well, so you're on your best behavior and you're allowing him to kind of step into that. Remember when we saw with the iron? Oh, should I be ironing now that I'm your wife? Not
True.
Something she'd normally do, but because she's the wife and we have the label, she goes in for it. In time, they're going to balance
each
other
out. And you're on camera. Because I feel like some people are going to obviously act differently if they have cameras around them 24/7.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of being on camera and not caring about it and being totally open, Tom and Lily, hello.
Yeah, that is making me a little uncomfortable.
I love it.
The body paint. Okay.
I thought it was actual paint, so I thought, oh my gosh, their sheets are going to be all painted. I guess not.
Ooh, Nick, physical attraction could only be a part of it. There's more to attraction sometimes when you're getting married at first sight.
True.
Great point.
Very
and
true.
I'm so happy to see Lee Burns. Just want to give him a real quick shout out. He's always given some real good heat. I'd love to have him on the show. Even he's just like one of us. And he just said, I want to see some more from Nick and Sonia. And I think we're going to get that after that.
I Definitely. Hope so, because so far we've seen cutesy, great. They're so much fun. They laugh, you know, and that's like so much. I just want to see them like love each other, like, you know, really enjoy each other's company. And so far, I feel like we have. I mean, honestly, guys, if we think about from the first day they met and we think back to them getting their pictures taken.
True.
Look how far we've gotten. Like, that is such a big leap. And, I mean, what are we talking at this point? Like
16 days, right? Or at the beginning, it was 16 days.
Yeah, I think it's 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
I think it's three weeks now. Yeah. So, you know what? I love that. I want to see the love, too. But I want to see them dance with the darkness first. And we're seeing that in these confessions. The shadows coming out. People being real.
Oh, yeah.
That's real. That's raw. Like, I'm not attracted to her right now. So, I'm really excited for that part.
Yeah.
I'm definitely really excited for that part. I'm even more excited to make Allie get red more in the face by talking about the paint that Tom and Lily are wearing. Tell us, what'd you think about that moment?
I already said I thought it was real pain.
So do you guys think that, obviously, Tom and Lillian have amazing physical attraction. Do you feel like they're so have such physical attraction, they're just lacking everything emotionally?
So when Coach Rachel comes in to discuss the surgery about her shoulder being out and how to communicate, she does say that Lillian, which we might have touched on this a little bit, Lillian is a withdrawer when she gets her emotions. She doesn't want people to think she's too emotional. I do think a part of that is missing in the relationship because, remember, I know I referenced her covering up how upset she was about the post-nup conversation, as well as one other thing.
And the bus situation.
I said, damn, she played that well. She admits it in this episode. I haven't been totally, I think she just says honest, I think, about that. So I think there is some things that are hidden. I do not think that they are 100% only sex and 0% emotional intimacy.
No.
I think it's an imbalance of 30-70 is my opinion right now. What do you think?
I think that, I mean, we saw, I was kind of, it was awkward for me when I was watching her be so closed off because I, obviously, you see the surface of it and we haven't really gotten too much into it, so I haven't thought about it. I haven't thought about their, you know, emotional, what's actually happening inside their heads about their relationship. And so to see that and that he was like, oh, I lost her, I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like, what couple are we watching right now? Which, obviously, you know, it just seems more dramatic because we're watching it on an episode. But yeah, I don't know. I think that there is a lot of more emotional things that we're not seeing from the surface, but I just hope that she opens up more because I think that this whole thing could have been resolved if she just, I mean, obviously it's easier said than done, obviously, but she should have just been like, I'm scared of this. Mm-hmm. I'm about to not only get something that's scary for me, but I'm scared if you're going to be the one picking me up, you know, making me soup, helping me when I like am like, don't have a shoulder to work with when however out of commission she's going to be. So it's like I think something I had thought was she's overthinking it.
I think she doesn't want him to think she's too emotional, but I feel like that's making her hold back, because I think it's okay to let out your emotions with your partner, and I think if you're just hiding all these emotions, it's going to either come out, or you're closing yourself off, and it's okay to say, I'm upset about this, like you said.
I feel like we see that. We see that when she turns into a recluse, that's her closing off. My opinion is that when she did not articulate, she did articulate something well, which was like, I told you I needed space. I was like, there she goes again with that quick hitter. I love that. She's like, I told you I want space. And she said that in front of Coach Rachel. Mm-hmm. I think it's so great that they get to have a coach there that says, what should I say? What should I not say? How can I know you, Lily? What can I do? Amazing. Amazing moment when she said, tell her you're there.
Wouldn't
you're forever.
Wouldn't that be nice if we just had a coach in our relationships, like friendships, everything?
Like what do you say?
They just, randomly text you. What
Please.
Do I say?
I get screenshots all the time about in the middle of relationships and after the honeymoon phase, getting the couples to transition back into real life. Totally up my alley.
Perfect.
Call me girlfriend.
Randomly. You're going to get random
texts. Please. I can't wait. That's so exciting. But I think that with Lily, I need to stop saying I think. Next time I say I think, if anyone's out there drinking wine, drink, because I clearly have said it 50,000 times during this show, so my apologies for that. When we see...
I was waiting for you to say it again.
When we see them really get into the eye-to-eye contact, head-to-head contact, hand-on-the-heart contact, mm-hmm. that is when they start leveraging the tools they were given. Mm-hmm. What people are missing is that Sonia and Nick started that from day one. Mm-hmm. We did not see Tom and Lily do that. We saw a lot of intimacy, which was awesome.
But not the slow steps to build to that point.
Now they're getting that in, and that's amazing. It took the shoulder surgery to trigger it, but it's great that we're seeing it.
Very true. What did you guys think of the exercises that Nick and Sonia had to do that were basically very personal questions about personal experiences?
Truth or Dare? I have not played Truth or Dare since I was 12. So I was like, what? What is Truth or Dare in our 30s? Like, I was really unclear about that.
Recreate your first kiss.
And he kissed her. Loved it.
Yeah, that was... But I also feel like... I don't know, because they always feel like it's pressured to do so. Like, oh, you should kiss. So it's always that, like, oh, I don't know if I want to. So I'm waiting for them to really enjoy that part of their relationship. But I thought that the truth or dare was really cute. And Nick was like, I don't know if it was me or the drink. Yes. Or the whiskey, that's what he said.
Oh, the boobs and the butt comment. He's like, boobs and the butt. Might be the Jack Daniel. Or was it Jim Beam? I don't remember.
Whatever he was drinking. I thought it was funny. But I thought it was so cute to see them, you know, just talk about like things that they wouldn't necessarily talk about outside of that, which that again opens up another barrier of things to talk about.
Totally. As much as I love to do sex for Allie to make her make that face when I'm one-on-one with somebody in a relationship, I don't like to talk about my sex life in the past. I really don't. I get very uncomfortable. So seeing that made me feel better. I was like, okay. I was like, I can do that one day.
Well, but they're also seeing on camera.
Yeah. Yeah. When I heard like all the confessions of that, I was like, oh, wow, they're going all in. Going back to the confessions, I think we saw one with Sonia that said, you know, I want to know what his ex-girlfriend was like. I want to know these things in the past. Like she had mentioned and opened up about that. So obviously I don't know what the time frame was of where those overlapped, but I mean, she got what she wanted. And
that was the week before, so that was last week.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So she finally got to, like, get some answers and do some questions, and it was a prompted thing, but it finally got her to be like, oh, okay, like, we can get to that point, and, you know, play those games. Have fun with it. I mean, and that's what they've all said. I want a good friend. I want a best friend, so... That's the way to do it. It's like, let's get some drinks and let's play some Truth or Dare. And
Yes. Oh, and best friends. We see Derek and his best friend. They have to meet and so forth. Jean-Pierre.
That was tough.
I'm intrigued to see that they're keeping them on the show, at least for this episode, where we see Derek going to a friend and having to talk about what transpired. Mm-hmm. I'm actually really excited to see that because I always think if I'm on the show, when I'm on the show, season 5, that when I have my mom, like if I had to call my mom in 2 weeks and be like, Mom, it didn't work out. My mother would be like, I told you so. I knew it.
Yeah.
In a weird way, I'm really intrigued to see those interactions.
We get to see the transition back to life and also how he's going to deal with this because it's a very emotional issue and it's going to be hard.
Yeah, he said embarrassing a lot of times. He said, I'm embarrassed. Even his friend Jean-Pierre's face, when he said it didn't work, he looked upset. Jean-Pierre was like shocked, didn't know what to say. And then he goes, oh, you never know. Maybe you guys could be good friends. Derek's like, I don't think we're going to be good friends.
And Jean-Pierre was like, you know, I saw you guys at the wedding. Like, because obviously they go into it not knowing. And then when you tell him, I mean, he's saying all these great things. And Derek's like, I know.
And but, also the wedding was only like 2 weeks ago too. So it's just so fresh on everyone's mind. And like he said, at work, people are going to ask him how it's going. And he's going to have to say what happened.
Yeah. And on the live chat, what do you guys think? Should they keep showing Derek? Should they keep showing Heather? We saw a couple things with Heather getting dressed for her flight attendant, talking about how she was sad. What did you guys think about that?
Well, I remember she said one thing that kind of made me a little upset, and it was, he's not right for me, or I have to, you say your answer and I'm going to find the quote.
Okay. I feel like we're watching them talk about how they're feeling and Heather talking about how they're feeling. I mean, I don't know. It's so hard because it's such a touchy thing for both of them. Wait, did you find...
Yeah, so she said, I know that Derek wasn't right for me. But really, do you know that just because you didn't give it 6 weeks? Because I feel like we see with Nick, maybe he thought Sonia wasn't right for her on the first day, or Jamie didn't think Doug was right for her. And hey, they're married and they're doing great. So I feel like that's the whole point of this show, is you have to give it a shot. You don't know it day one.
Such a great thing to bring up with Jamie and Doug. They didn't even have sex on theirs either. You don't join the show to have sex and to be intimate and to immediately have all this. I mean, you do, but it's not the whole shebang. The smoking thing was an issue. He stopped that day. She flirted. He addressed it. He thought communication was the better outlet. 110%. What you said is, to me, on point. She didn't know. She did not know if he was good or bad. She made up her mind, one-track mind, day two after that, and was like, I'm checked out.
It just makes me so sad because, you know, we see, like, going into it, they both seemed so excited and so happy. And she even, I think, initially said, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't she say, you know, he's attractive?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, right? And so...
She was attractive.
So, you know, if that's, like, you're attracted at first sight, like, what happened to make those not happen and how come it didn't blossom? Like,
I guess
what,
it was a smoking.
Did you get...
She posted on Twitter right before the show started, my... what is the phrase that everyone keeps using? Not breakaways, not takeaways. It's what Tom was threatened with when Lily kept saying it about the kids. Deal breakers.
Oh, yes.
My deal breakers were smoker and then a couple other ones that I'm not going to say because I don't even want to plant the seeds because she planted seeds. It was a deal breaker for her, I believe, and it seems that that absolutely was the kind of the thing that pushed it away.
Which just kind of stinks because I just really hope that, you know, that's something that maybe going forward, obviously we hope the best for both of them. But I mean, you know, you live, you learn. And this is an experience where unfortunately, like, someone had to get hurt. But now she knows, you know, those are things that I definitely know I can't deal with. And maybe when she did start, like we said, maybe she filled out this survey and it was like, do you mind smoking? And it's like, maybe.
Well, she said occasionally, right?
Yeah.
I think in the beginning it was like occasionally.
So maybe that's something she's realizing, you know, I have to live without that. And so maybe it'll, you know, help her. This experience could have opened her up and opened her mind up to what possibilities could be. And, you know, watching yourself back, maybe she's having some reflection.
Very true.
So
100%.
And also in the interview, she even says that she wishes that it didn't happen this way and that she feels embarrassed about it. So I feel like she's, you know, she's not the villain. She's not a bad person. I just think that it didn't turn out well.
Yeah.
Sure. And maybe she should have thought twice before signing up for a show to get married.
Yeah. And
at the end of the day, it's a show to get married. She wasn't ready. Her head wasn't in the game. That was obvious. I think the one thing that she did say that was truthful was that she feels embarrassed. Both of them said that. Out of everything she said in the episode when we see her, I'm embarrassed. I think it stops there. But I believe that she's going to get a really good look at how Nick and Sonia's dynamic are working, as well as Tom and Lillian's dynamic, and what you just said is going to transpire. I believe that as well.
Yeah,
everybody can shift.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe they could be friends. You never know. And I just hope that, I mean, I obviously it stinks because obviously we can't help but feel terrible for Derek. Mm-hmm. But like, obviously, I mean, I feel bad for Heather too because this isn't, you know, like you said, you don't go into this experience expecting that to happen. And she didn't expect to feel these kinds of ways. And and that really stinks. It didn't work out the way that she was hoping to feel. So
definitely. And going forward, it's going to be harder for her to date too. And she says that she might never find love. That's something she said too. So it is sad on both parties.
Yeah. Again, though, you know me, I'm going to be the naysayer here. I appreciate every time that you guys are so polite and nice, seeing both perspectives, but it's married at first sight. You don't sign up for a show to get married if you're not 100% in and willing to at least stick it out for 6 weeks.
And not have deal breakers, right?
Yes, as Dr. Pepper and Rachel say, if you have these deal breakers, you will be blocked in your relationship. It is what it is. But we at least maybe could find our own tantric healers.
This is getting deep.
Yeah. I know. Yes. It's sad. Like, I feel sad. I feel overwhelmed watching the episode. It doesn't make me happy.
It doesn't. But you know what does make us happy? The tantric healer.
Okay, that was the best part. I definitely was laughing. But on that funny note, let's get into some predictions.
Yes.
Predictions.
Oh, man. I'm like, don't even know what I'm going to predict.
I know. I feel like we've already talked about it a lot.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right.
Anyone have one?
I predict that Heather's going to continue not talking on social media.
Okay. That's your
prediction. All right. My predictions. I feel like every episode is like, just like, gives me so much. Okay, let's see. With Nick and Sonia, I believe they're going to have their first, like, real kiss, where it's like, not, oh, you should kiss for a picture, or you should kiss because our truth or dare cards told you. I think they're going to be maybe at dinner or at an activity, and maybe they'll have their first real kiss.
Something romantic. Okay, yeah. Before I get into my prediction, Sailor Girl for Life just said something really great. She says that maybe Heather dated an addict before for smoking or for something else, and that's why she freaked out. And that's a good point, and maybe that's why she saw it as such a deal breaker. So, valid point.
Yeah, I think we hear that. I think that also this was said a couple episodes ago, too, as well. So that is that. I'm glad that you reiterated that. But I do believe that she did have some, she did have a history. This is actually, yes, she had that history with the addict.
Okay.
And we talked about that. So just so you two don't feel super bad that we ended it like that. Okay. We said that in our first couple episodes.
If she has something attached to it,
then that's okay that she felt that way. But she shouldn't have put occasionally or whatever she did on the thing to kind of...
But still, that could be very frightening.
Oh, it is. Okay. It is.
Well, definitely. Now that we went over that. So, predictions. I think Tom and Lillian are going to have some more fights next episode. I don't know why. I just feel like they're kind of at a rocky place. But then I hope that they can console each other and move forward. And then Nick and Sonia, unfortunately, are going to have the big fight about the attraction thing. And I hope that something happens where they also reconnect. And then we'll see Tom adjust back into his life. Hopefully well. Bless his heart. And Heather probably will continue to feel embarrassed.
Yes. Yeah, I think that we'll feel embarrassed. Yeah, I didn't make a prediction about that, too. We obviously see Derek and his mom do that. And the other couples. I think the other two couples are going to make it.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Yeah.
You guys should definitely let us know anything you thought of throughout this whole episode in the comments below and also on iTunes. We love to hear what you think, so be sure to tweet us. And you can tweet me at @JamieBanks_. And where can they find you guys?
Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared. And you know I'll be answering those questions, comments, concerns, love, and hate on our YouTube channel.
And you can find me on Twitter at @AllieGirl_.
Did we shout out Married at First Sight fan?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
But another shout out to Married at First Sight fan.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you all next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.